Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Spending a few minutes now with Delaware head football coach Danny Rocco, his squad getting ready to welcome New Hampshire to town. First, a back-to-back home games for the Blue Hens. And before we look ahead, let's look back last time out at Elon, coach. It was a tight game in the first half, but then kind of the dam broke and Elon took you 42-7. What kind of happened? Was it just a case of one negative play becomes two and all of a sudden the dam breaks?
Well, I think it was more than that, but, you know, we had an opportunity just before the half to tie it 7-7. We had the ball first and goal at the 2, second and goal at the 1, and then we fumble the ball as we're, you know, heading into the end zone. We lose that possession right there. That would have made it 7-7. You know, prior to that, we lost our quarterback. Nolan Henderson had gotten knocked out of the game on a targeting call. So, you know, it was a close game at the half. We came out in the second half and, we turned the ball over through a pick six, and really never really slowed them down, with our defense. And, we had three takeaway turnovers in the game. We were -3 and it really led to immediately 21 points. So there was such a big point swing, that the momentum was so much on their side that the game got away from us. So, you know, very disappointing, very difficult to process. I certainly knew that Elon's capable of having a good season, a good team, and they will probably end up very much in the hunt. But just disappointing in our inability to respond there in the second half, especially after our quarterback was out of the game.
And what's Nolan's status going forward here?
Well, you know, it's more day-to-day. You know, there's a protocol in place for all student-athletes when they are in a concussion protocol. And you know, he moves into that protocol, and it's evaluated daily. And he moves from one stage to the next to the next. And if there's ever kind of a setback in that progression, you know, then they start it all over, you know. So these things usually become clearer and clearer mid to late week. You know, he'll see the doctor today to see how he continues to progress with the protocol.
Let's talk about the game on tap here. You will take on a New Hampshire team that is 4-2 after a couple of losses to start the season. They've won 4 in a row last week, slipped past Stony Brook. What do you see on film?
Well, you know, they're 3-0 in the league. I think that's the one thing that they've really got going for them right now. Like you mentioned, they won 4 games in a row. Three of them were conference games. So they're sitting at the top of the league, top of the standings, they and James Madison. So they're a physical team. They're a very disciplined team. Defensively, statistically, they're at the top of the league in points per game on defense. And then offensively, their points per game are not real high. They're not real explosive, but they possess the ball and they have good balance, you know, run and pass. And, you know, this is the way our league is set up. I think that teams throughout the course of the season, you know, kind of get hot and get cold and go through these different streaks. And I think in the moment, you know, they're playing well. They're playing with a lot of confidence. And I think it's really good for us to be back at home. And we're going to have to reestablish that confidence and that mentality here as we head into the game on Saturday.
You mentioned their defensive points per game and stuff like that. Do you see stuff scheme-wise, or what are they doing that make them difficult to move the football against?
Well, they play really hard, and they're really sound in what they do. I think their secondary is veteran and experienced. Their corners are good. They're veteran players, and they're talented. So there aren't a whole lot of plays over their heads. There aren't a whole lot of plays that end up for quick strike scores. So when you're good on the back end, it forces people to have to drive the ball a little bit more and be a little more efficient offensively with their drives. And then their front seven's good, but they play really hard and they're really sound. They're very aggressive up front, very aggressive at the linebacker position. And, You know, I think that's a big part of our ability to figure out how we can get the ball in behind them and get enough big plays to kind of score enough points to really challenge their defense.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.